Welcome to the Indie Music Room, a conversation with independent artists about writing, recording, performing, and promoting their original music. And now here's your host, Heather Kelly.
Hey everybody, you're listening to Heather Kelly with the Indie Music Room. I'm really excited today to introduce to you another guest we have that I'd like to feature. And his name, and I worked on these, you guys, for hours last night. They're all the way from Ukraine. The band's name is Homeless Radio. And with me today, I've got Andrew Yampolsky. Yampolsky? Is that correct?
Yeah, correct. Correct.
Okay.
Hello, everybody.
All right. Is everybody meet Andrew. And Andrew, why don't you fill us all in a little bit about what you're all about, how you got into the music industry, and we'll go from there.
Okay, so as you already stated, we are from Ukraine, Homeless Radio. We've been into music for quite a long time, but we made only several releases because it took us a lot of time, you know, to get into the industry, to find some partners from abroad. We assigned to indie label from Arizona, Sunset Alliance. And actually, yeah, from, I think, 2021, we started to release our music. We released one EP, one single, and recently we released our last single, yeah. So actually, that's it. We are playing indie rock and stuff like, you know, something based on the pop music, but played by a rock band. That's how I would describe us.
I think that's pretty close. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's it.
Tell me, did you start, when did you pick up music? Cause you are, if I remember correctly, you do like vocals and guitar. So when did you pick up the guitar and everything?
Probably since I was a child, since my childhood, maybe early teenage years. Wow. You know, it was like a standard history. I was a guy who heard Nirvana for the first time, and I decided, oh, I'd like to do it for my life. I love it. And yes, since then, I was practicing, and I was, you know, always interested in creating something. And like, music for me is the best way to express ideas, emotions, you know, straightforward, like quickly, clear, and to basically to one's mind.
Absolutely. You know, I've listened to all of your music, but the one that we're going to talk about first today, it's called About You. Now, out of the three that we're going to feature today, this I would probably say is my favorite. There's something about it that's very relatable. Can you kind of tell me where you were at, you know, when you were writing this song, or you know, what your thoughts are behind this song About You?
I'm glad that you like it, Heather. So About You, it's actually a really special song because it has really, you know, an obvious press story of it. Because, yeah, at first it was just, you know, song about love, about like being in love with a person, maybe not just in a romantic way, but, you know, like being in love with your family, with, I don't know, your country, your nature, like being in love with something. It doesn't matter what's the object here. As I said, this song has a pretty obvious story because when we recorded it, we prepared everything. And then, as you may know, what happened in Ukraine, the war started. And so, like, I am from a small town, Izum, which was destroyed and occupied. I sent a message to my friends, to the label, that I'd like to have this song released because I couldn't do it by myself, because in my town there were no like communications, no internet network, electricity and stuff. So like I spent, you know, my last energy on mobile phone to phone my friends and to deliver the message that I want this song to be released, because I don't know what is waiting for me the next, what's going to be in the future. And like, if something happens, it would be a legacy. And yeah, and so this song became like, you know, special, and that point it started to have a little bit another meaning, more deeply, more deep one. Yeah, and so when I got out of this hell, this song was like, a sign of whatever happens in the life. Like it's like being in love stays with you anyways, and like it's inspiring.
If I may say, me being over here in the United States, I want to tell you that I stand beside you. I am sorry that you're going through this. You have our support. To hear you talk about it makes it real to me. So I feel for you. And is everybody, okay right now? Or is everybody okay? I mean, not everybody's okay, of course, but.
Yeah, I appreciate it very much. I appreciate all the support, and it really it warms my heart. Talking about everyone and everything, this situation, of course, touched our band as well. Hopefully, everybody is safe, but our guitarist was he had no choice but to join the army. He was like forced. So yeah, he is on duty now. But he is okay, and he even being in the battlefield, he is still on the contact with us, and he is in the band. So he's like, we didn't abandon him. He's still interested in all the processes that happen. So I hope when everything ends, we will reunite together and keep on doing some stuff.
I'll pray about it. So, with that
Thank
said,
you.
it's heart. It's heartwarming to really talk to you. We feel for you. So, okay. On a better note, well, wipe the tears. On a better note, everybody, we're gonna go ahead and listen to this amazing song called "About You." And when we get back, we'll finish or we'll talk with Andrew Moore a little bit about his songwriting process and the recording process. We'll be right back with you.
This was could be on Shakespeare's doors, and notes from all that knows, nobody knows. Since the day I found you, my world turned around you, and I can't sleep without you. I really do. Every thought about you, and every word about you, and this song about you, it is for you, my love. As I love you, since the day I found you, my world turned around you, and I can't sleep without you. I really do. Every thought about you, and every word about you, and this song about you. It's just for you, my love.
About You, Andrew. That's a great song. I think you captured everything we talked about. You captured exactly what the essence of the song was. So why don't you tell me about your writing process? So do you write the music first? Do you write words first? What is your process?
It depends, really. But I think lately it's just I'm jamming on my guitar. Maybe I have some, for example, I have some ideas. I'm coming up with something, and then, you know, I'm starting to put some kind of vocal melody noises, and then like this, when this voices reminds me words, I'm starting to write in lyrics. I know that actually this like approach is pretty widespread,
yeah.
So nothing new actually. And afterwards, I'm just showing my draws to my colleagues, to my guys, and we are making something together. Yeah, currently it's not that easy as it was because we don't have a choice to meet in the studio because we are separated. But we are learning, we are training, we are learning to do it remotely. And the last single actually was already recorded when we were separated. And I really like the results.
It's really good. So you do file sharing, you'll just email stuff back and forth to each other. Is that kind of what you're doing now?
Yeah. But it's the core of the process. But there were some cases when I was just listening and looking, you know, via live stream, like guys were playing, and I was putting my comments on the process.
Wow. Well, you know, you do what you got to do, considering the times you're in, and the fact that you guys just didn't quit, you know, got discouraged and quit, shows your character and how committed you are to the music. So I admire that.
Thanks a
lot.
How
about this song, I Don't Care?
I don't care. I don't know how, but this song, I think it's not that well produced as it could be, but I don't know how it's already hit over 200,000 in Spotify, and it's surprising for me. I don't know why, it's like very radio friendly or something. And
yes,
actually, when I had no choice to promote it while I was in the war zone, then eventually I saw that it was still streaming on the playlists on the radio. So yeah, I think people like it pretty much. Yeah, so
those are great numbers.
Yeah, it's still surprising for me as well. So what to tell about the song? It's you know, I think it's like very, very, I don't know even how to express it. It's I don't care, this even this title says about it, that it's like, you know, very straightforward message that's like spreading from my mind to listeners. Yeah, it has a storyline. It's like not only lyrics, but a little story about a man who is sitting in the bar and writing these lyrics of the song on his napkin on the bar, that actually he doesn't care what happens around him. Yeah, and what else? It has pretty catchy, grungy riff. Many people said that actually this song reminds them of Nirvana, and it's really fun.
Exactly.
Nice.
Nirvana is exactly what I felt when I heard it, too. Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you. I think it's very good, like, reference. But to be honest, when I was writing it, I didn't listen to Nirvana much. I was listening to, like, you know, The Strokes, Arctic Monkeys, and I thought that it would sound more in some modern way, in some like garage rock revival, something like that. But
okay,
it appeared to be more grungy or stuff.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best way that I could, you know, like compare it to. Of course, your music is its own. It's not a copy of Nirvana or it's anything. It's reminiscent, but it's definitely got your own style. So that's about the closest thing I could kind of, you know, compare it to. But you're right. It's got its very, very much its own style and sound. When you record these, are you doing it in your room since you guys are all kind of homebound? Do you have the equipment in your room, or are you going to a studio like this, or?
When we were writing I Don't Care, we were in studio like this, yeah,
Okay.
but much more, you know, much more cheaper,
I
like
know.
in Ukrainian way style. But
Exactly.
still, it was okay. Actually, I can say it's even partly live recorded, because I think bass, drums, and rhythm were written simultaneously.
Okay, very cool. Well, with that said, everybody, let's go ahead and take a listen to I Don't Care again with Andrew. Let's see if I can say it. Yampolsky. Yampolsky?
Absolutely correct.
Okay, I'm doing my best here. All right, you guys, we'll be right back after I Don't Care. Thank you. Andrew, another great song. You guys, I can tell that you're trying to navigate this whole thing with the diversity you have, and it's seamless. You guys have really done a great job with that. Are you, this is gonna, it's maybe this is a dumb question, but are you, because you're all kind of in your own place and your bass player is now in the military or whatever. You guys probably aren't out playing live, are you? Touring or anything? So,
No, unfortunately, no.
yeah, okay. Were you doing that prior to the war? Do you guys kind of get out and play shows at all, or what's your.
We did actually a lot of gigs, but l locally in the districts of our how to say it the main city of the district, you know, like Kharkiv. So I'm from a small city, Izum, but small town, Izum, but Kharkiv, yeah, it's a big city. It's a big city. Yeah, like central part of our district. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, and we had a lot of shows there. We had some shows in Kyiv, in the capital, some open airs, yeah, but you know, maybe it would sound surprising for you, but in our country, in Ukraine, this style of music is not very popular, really. I don't know why, but for example, metal is more popular than some indie rock or alternative. So we like, you know, shows like maybe 100 people, it was maximum.
Yeah. I understand. I am a musician, and I'm kind of more of a pop rock girl, and our stuff, because we're original and I don't do cover songs, our stuff, people did, you know, they want to, around here in Iowa, in the Midwest, they want to go hear cover bands, music they know. They don't exactly know what they like. They just know what they know, you know? So, so for our music to kind of fit in was tough too. Videos. Do you guys put out videos and such?
Oh, we had, I think, several videos from our live performances, very old and ugly, in my opinion, because they are old, and since that time we like gained some skills. But no video clips yet.
Okay.
I think maybe we would record something now separately. I have some ideas and it may be fun, but I'm not completely sure. I'm not completely sure about it, but we're thinking about it, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. I love it when people can put a face to the name of the band and the music. It's kind of a cool thing all around. But Submarine, now this is the original song you submitted. This is what caught my ear, and I said, ooh, I like this. Who's this guy, you know? So tell me about Submarine.
Great. So Submarine, actually, this song was written a long time ago, almost, I think, 10 years. Yeah, it's one of my first songs ever.
Oh, really?
But
it's
I never
really
wanted
good.
Yeah, but I never wanted to put it, you know, in a low quality. I wanted to like have some time to find a good music producer, to gain some skills in like vocals, in instrumental playing, to put it like it is like it was in my head.
Yeah.
So yes, and almost 10 years after, the time has come. So this is interesting, actually, song, because it's like a tribute to famous British novel and movie Submarine. It's like I don't remember how the style is called, like, you know, movies about teenagers, like, yeah. And I really enjoyed it when I was a teenager, and like this song is actually just describing what's happening in the film. Yeah, and an interesting fact that I sent this song to the author of the novel. His name is Joe Donthrall or something like that. I may pronounce it incorrectly, but he listened to it and he said that it's great. And I was like, oh my god, I wouldn't believe in my teenage year that he would listen to it. It was crazy.
Yeah, it's a great song. It's hard for me to believe that it's almost 10 years old, because the quality of it, I mean, and the talent, you know, like you get better with time, you know, as years go by, but it sounds just as good as your stuff that's newer. So, I mean, you had a quality sound from the get-go, you know, from the very beginning.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, you're welcome. So since I practiced so hard, Andrew, bear with me. So you guys, here's what I want to do is I want to name the other, people that's in your band. We got you on vocals, guitar, and then Peter Orloff guitar.
Peter Orloff. Almost correct. But
okay.
That's okay.
And then is it Stefan Kachuk? Kachuk. Okay. And that's on bass. And then Ior Penkeith.
Yeah, good.
Guitar. And then the last on drums is Ivan. Same, Orloff?
Orlov, yeah.
Okay.
They have several last names, but they are not
Oh,
relatives.
see, I thought maybe they were related. Okay, cool. Now you name them off and tell everybody, because I ruined it. You tell everybody about your bandmates, and the one that's gone in the service is Stefan.
Who?
Oh, okay. You name your band.
In the service, in the army, you mean, yeah?
Okay.
Igor Pankiev,
Okay,
yeah,
there we
guitarist.
go. Okay. And have you guys always been together, or do you kind of have different players, or is this just the core group?
We have, through the years, yeah, we had some different members, but yeah, Fedor Orlov was from the scratch, from the start with me. Ivan Orlov joined us in 2017, so actually a long time ago. Igor Pankiev, he joined the band, I think, in 2020 or something like that. And
Okay.
yeah, Stepan Kachuk is the newbie. He joined us the
The
last year, yeah.
newbie. Okay. Let's go ahead and listen to Submarine, and we'll share that with my fans. And then when we come back, why don't you make sure to let everybody know where we can find you online and follow you and keep track of you guys, because you're doing great things. With that said, we're going to listen to Submarine, and we'll be right back. Andrew, that was Submarine. That's three incredible songs about you. I don't care. It's Submarine that we're featuring today. Can you just tell everybody how we can, follow you and keep in touch with you, what your links online are, and how we can get your music?
Yeah, sure. So it's pretty simple. You need to just paste Homeless Radio anywhere you want, because the music is featured on Spotify, Deezer, YouTube Music, and stuff like this. So Homeless Radio, just simply, yeah. And all the social media profiles as well, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Yeah, so actually Homeless Radio, and that's it.
That's great. So why don't you tell us quickly what wrapping up in this, what are your future plans? Like, do you have new songs that are in the works, or what are your plans?
Yeah, I think currently we found a way how to record new songs and to release them like continuously without stopping. So yeah, I think I believe and I do want to release a new stuff this March. So actually pretty soon, and it's gonna be something like submarine, but more eclectic. It will have more like, something from pop, something from punk, and something even heavier. But still, it will be like ear friendly. So, yeah, if you like enjoy our stuff, I think the next song will be good as well.
I'm looking forward to it. You guys have we have an open door policy now that I've met you. Anytime you want to promote some new music and get back on the show, just send me an email and let me know. I will also,
Please.
yeah, and I will also make sure to share your links and any updates you have on your websites, just so you know I can keep you in the loop with the people over here. And remember, we're thinking of you. How did you hear about my podcast? Just curious, how did you find me?
I was searching like places where to promote some indie music, some indie stuff, and actually I don't certainly remember, but I started to form a base of different places since the release of The Truth, and maybe it's from 2021, and maybe I contacted you previously, but maybe you didn't answer me previously. I'm not
Oh,
sure.
sorry. Well, there's so
But
many.
that's okay. That's
Yeah.
okay.
You it's just this year, 2024. I used to just do one a month, but because I have so many submissions, I decided to do start taking more on. So, I mean, if I never got to you, it was not out of being, negligent. It's just I was overwhelmed when I first started this. I think this is my fifth, it's almost my sixth year doing this. So it's really grown over time, but I'm glad you stuck with me and kept, we're persistent, and I'm glad we finally got to meet. I hope you continue to send me music. I wish you the very best. Proud of you. I support all indie artists, and you've got a great sound. So very glad to have met you, Andrew. Any final words?
I want to say thank to you, Heather. You have an amazing show, and it was a pleasure to have a conversation with you. And I want to say thank you for everyone who are listening to us. It's really great, and I do hope that the next release won't take a lot of time for us to see the world.
Well, I'm going to put it on my calendar to check back in with you sometime in March and see how you're coming with that. When I see it released, I'll make sure to put it on my page and share that as well. So,
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Andrew, it's been my complete privilege to have met you. Thank you. Keep doing the good stuff, and we will talk with you soon. Everybody, make sure to tune in again in a few weeks for our next guest of the month, a guest of the month, I guess. I'm doing a couple a month. I'm doing several now. So just keep tuning in. We got new guests all the time. Andrew, thank you. And again, everybody, that was Homeless Radio. And we're out. Have a good day.
You've been listening to the Indie Music Room with Heather Kelly. Be sure to listen every Saturday and Sunday right here on FortDodgeRadio.com and subscribe for all our past and upcoming shows. The Indie Music Room is a production of FortDodgeRadio.com.